If you're a general contractor, a subcontractor, or an owner, you want your jobs to be on time and on budget. And that means working with Autodesk Construction Cloud, software that lets your team design, plan, build, and operate from office to field. It means getting end-to-end solutions, seeing project data in real time, and preventing problems before they happen. Trusted on over 2 million construction jobs around the world, build with Autodesk Construction Cloud. Try it free today at construction.autodesk.com.
So, have you been thinking about an open concept? Or how to fix up the basement and have that man cave you've always wanted? Or maybe it's time to look into solar for your house. You've come to the right place. It's time for the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Current Electric. Let's turn it over to big time, Mike McGivern.
Welcome to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by the superheroes at Current Electric. My co-host this week is the owner of Creative Construction of Wisconsin. He is Bingo Emmons. Bingo, how you been?
I'm doing fine, I just got back from Savannah last night. We were at the big Nary National Convention all week, me and Deb. And you know what's really cool about, you know, all these generations of my business is talk about, yeah, I know I'm the owner. But Sam and Zach really do run this company. I didn't get bothered once. Actually, they can't wait for me not to be the owner.
You know, they kept calling me. I jumped in for you, Bingo, and I set some schedules, and Sam was getting out of control, so I had to rein her in a little bit. And she was thinking when you were gone for that week, she was trying to change the color from red to purple on Creative Construction. I said, no, we're not doing that.
So that's why. Okay, I saw some of the trucks are painted. Okay.
Yeah, that was all Sam's idea, but Zach and I reined her back in to make sure that she understood. Hey, Savannah, so the Nary meetings went well for you guys?
Yeah, it's for all the chapters throughout the country, it's the leadership for every chapter. They get together and talk about what's new. You know, you even had a regular sit down, like a whole hour sit down meeting where all chapters could talk about they'll help work on the strategic plan. You know, just keep everybody on the same page. So, you know, tell everybody just keep things going. You know, we're wondering what's next, with inflation, what's going on. Talk about that. But one thing we know, our business is just, construction industry is in good shape. There's no question. You know, we're all dealing with shortages, but now it's getting to be the norm. So, anyways, we spent 3 days talking about that.
Well, I'll tell you, our special guest, he knows a lot, and I'm sure he was probably at one of those meetings in the past because he was on the board of directors. He was also on the ethics committee for Nary. He is David Kelly, who is the president, CEO, and project manager for Dimension Design Build Remodel. David, how you doing today?
Doing great, guys. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, and I love the fact that, Bingo spent 3 days in Savannah, and obviously the National Association of Remodeling Industry, that Nary people are trying to figure out what's going on with shortages and supply chains. But I think with all the people I talk to in that industry, David, it is all about communication with the clients, right? Just setting expectations to let them know that this might take a little bit longer than normal.
Yeah, absolutely. It's important to do that because, customers, they ultimately – this could be the first time that they've ever done a big remodeling project in their home and they don't know. So it's important to inform them and make sure they understand how it's going to go.
David, looking at your bio, certified agent in place specialist, certified lead safe renovator, and a bachelor's of science degree architecture from UWM. Man, you've been around this business now for a bit.
Yeah, you definitely indicating kind of my age here, but
sorry about that.
That's okay. Supposedly with age comes wisdom, right?
You're talking to me and Bingo. You sure you want to go there?
I still think I might be the youngest guy in the room, but I'm not sure about that. But I've certainly been around for a while, and I've known Bingo for a while as well.
Well, I'm excited. The more research I did on your company And we have not met, and I look forward to meeting you in person. I can tell you, I'm impressed with your company and the direction and some of the things that you believe in that really kind of come through when you're on the website of David's company. It's dimension-dbr.com. Dimension-dbr.com. You quickly get a really good feel when you go to kind of what their process is and you take a look at kind of what the mission statement of this company is. You really get a fine idea on what David's thinking and what his beliefs are. And first of all, how long has this company been around and how long have you been the present CEO? And obviously you started the company. How long have you been in business?
Since 2010.
So you've been through some stuff since 2010.
Yeah, well, it wasn't the best time to start a business then, that's for sure.
When I read the mission statement on your website, I started to kind of highlight the first line, and then I highlighted the second line, and I just highlighted the whole thing because I think it's really well written. And when you talk about, look, as a company, we're passionate about delivering an exceptional remodeling experience. When you hire us, you're hiring a team of professionals who are trained and skilled to deliver lasting value to your home. That's kind of what the mission is of your company, correct?
It is. And, you know, we even take it a step further. And I we're very unique in that sense, but I know Bingo's company also believes this as well. But we also think it's important to whether we're building a new home or remodeling a home, to look at it in a lens that's very unique in that we're looking to create a healthier home. So there's a lot to unpack there, but. You know, and Bingo, you know, now a member of Step Beyond Green to Healthy, he certainly believes it as well.
Hey, and I know, hey, Bingo, you would totally agree with that, and certainly the things that Jonathan is doing with Step Beyond Green is really impressive to me. And when we had him on a couple of weeks ago, the amount that he has learned from that one first coffee meeting that he had with the woman who explained the issues that her and her son were having, and that nobody was able to help her, and Jonathan stepped in and said, "Man, we should probably figure this out," and he has taken that to a nonprofit organization that are helping not only companies but individual people in their homes. And Bingo, when David talked about, look, I know it's important to us, but it's really important to companies like Creative Construction of Wisconsin, you would agree with that?
Yeah, actually, Dave was actually doing some seminars at the Realtor Show about all this. And when he was, I'll be honest here, when he first started talking about it, not that many people are listening. And then he started talking about the home and how you make your home safely. You see more and more people start coming up around the stage, start listening. And but Dave is he also does that. I actually did a seminar about repair it, don't replace it. He had a really fun project right in the city, old, the old storefront with it looks like where people live upstairs and all that. He does some stuff there. We did that. We had to deal with the whole lead paint, the dust issue, did all that. But instead of, ripping a whole building down and turning it into a landfill site, he restored it. It looked awesome. It's a really cool project he did.
Hey, David, I've got a bunch of questions for you, but before we get into that, can we talk about your background? And is this something that you knew growing up that you wanted to do, or is it something that as you started in the industry, you really realized this is the direction you want to go?
Well, actually, way back in high school, as far as just getting into the construction industry, I was always interested in architecture. So that was something that early on I always knew I wanted to go into. And even though I'm not an architect, I got my degree in it, but I always wanted to be in the building industry in some way, shape, or form. So, went to UWM, got my architecture degree, but, day out of school, I always knew that I wasn't the guy that was going to sit at a drafting board and draw. That just wasn't me. I like to be out in the elements, I like to be on construction sites, so which led me to project management and worked for some larger companies as a younger man, developed my craft, which led me then to start my own company. But as far and I do recall back in school talking about sick building syndrome in architecture school, but it was always talked about in the lens of a commercial building. It was never discussed, you know, when it relates to our own homes that we live in. Although, you know, when you're in architecture school, typically you aren't learning how to design homes. It's more of the, again, looking at it in a commercial lens. But it really was something that was not important to me until I met Jonathan probably, 5-6 years ago now. And before that, it wasn't something that I even thought of, considered. And when I met Jonathan, and you kind of alluded to it a little bit earlier, why he started this, why he believes it was important. When him and I sat down and I heard the story, I just thought, gosh, I can't believe that we're not thinking about this in our homes. And it just seems so important, because if you think about how much time we actually spend in our own homes, I mean, you know, 70, 80, 90% of our lives. I mean, we sleep in our homes 8 hours a night if we're getting a good night's sleep, especially now, you know, given the current times, we're in our homes even more. So it was something that when I sat down and heard the story about the woman that he met, about the problems she was having, she couldn't find anybody else to help her. Just unpacking that, I went, gosh, that seems like something that's really important. And even though I don't have any conditions like that woman does, I do have asthma and allergy stuff going on, as well as my kids. So, and there's a lot of people out there that have asthmas and allergies. And gosh, if we could make some different decisions when designing or building a home to just help those people, I mean, gosh, it just seemed like the right thing to do.
Boy, that's really good. And I can tell you this, David, when you talk to Jonathan, he's so passionate about it.
He sure is.
And with what's happened the last 2 years, I think more and more people are starting to seek out companies like Step Beyond Green to Healthy to say, hey, look, wait, maybe I didn't think about this 2 years ago, but I'm sure thinking about it now, and the amount of time we're spending at home. And there are certain things that are happening that I can't explain. And that I get that from people. Look, I don't know why, you know, my son and I we seem to get sick a lot in our house, and my husband and daughter don't. Well, a lot of this stuff affects people differently. And the passion that Jonathan has to speak on this and get guys like you and Bingo and Kern Electric, you know, those companies involved to say, hey, look, you need to join me on this. It's basically a campaign to let people know that we can help you, that there are ways to keep everybody in your house healthy and make it a very healthy environment. And like you said, David, we're spending so much time at home, and more now than I think ever. And it's starting to open up a little bit. I'm starting to see people out and about, and, you know, all of a sudden driving to work, there's a, you know, it takes a lot longer, which I used to get mad at. David, I don't get mad at that so much anymore.
I don't either. I agree with you there.
Yeah, I really don't. Hey, where'd you go to high school, by the way?
Marquette.
You're Marquette. How, you're a Hilltopper?
I'm a Hilltopper, yep.
Yeah, we're going to have to cut you loose, pal. I can't. I went to Messmer, coached the Dominican. We never got along so well with those Hilltoppers. Maybe that's because they beat us a lot. But other than that, that's not bad. Let's get to a break. Other side of the break, my co-host this week is Bingo Emmons. He is the owner of Creative Construction of Wisconsin. And our special guest is Dave Kelly, President CEO Project Manager at Dimension Design Build Remodel. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Current Electric only on 1250 AM The Fan.
If you're a general contractor, a subcontractor, or an owner, you want your jobs to be on time and on budget. And that means working with Autodesk Construction Cloud, software that lets your team design, plan, build, and operate from office to field. It means getting end-to-end solutions, seeing project data in real time, and preventing problems before they happen. Trusted on over 2 million construction jobs around the world. Build with Autodesk Construction Cloud. Try it free today at construction.autodesk.com.
Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin. And as always, powered by Current Electric, only on 1250 AM The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. Co-host is Bingo Emmons. Owner, kind of owner, I guess. He says he goes away for a week and his kids take over the company. It's exactly what he was hoping. Creative Construction of Wisconsin. Hey, Bingo, we started the show and just mentioned the Home and Garden Show. How did that go for you guys?
It was a really good show. It's just great because it helped me, see normalcy again. Just to see people, the crowds. We've been a couple of years. Shows just started coming back a little bit last year. Small, but this is. He had the whole building, the State Fair, was opened up. And it's just a huge convention. It's the biggest show I've been to, and I'd have to say 3 years maybe.
Wow.
It was just so nice to be there. And it's so nice, and then we were part of the Stepping on Green, healthy stage, and we did last up with that. And it's just nice to see people talking again about homes, being healthier, communicating, being with people. Because, we're in construction. We're a people business.
Right.
Just like Dave. I graduated from college, and that whole desk thing was working for me. So my dad's like, hey, can you help me out a little bit at the business? And next thing you know what, I'm still here. I'm the fifth generation, not the sixth generation. We're not, just not everyone wants to sit. We want to interact with people. We want to do stuff. I don't want to sit in the desk. So anyways, as far as I was, I loved it.
Hey, when David talked about being at Marquette High and knowing that this was kind of the direction he wanted to go, that's very encouraging, and it was a while ago that he was at Marquette High, but somebody back then thinking about this is where he wanted to be. He wasn't sure exactly where, and I think, and certainly with Sam, when she was my co-host a few weeks ago, and we talked to a guy who was working with area high schools, I don't think we've made the turn yet, Bingo, but I think we're starting to get kids at the high school level starting to think about trades is a really good option for me rather than maybe going to a 4-year school.
Oh yeah, and it's actually working with the schools. Back when I first joined with NARI, I made a big splash with NARI because they used to go to schools and say, I'm not trying to talk you out of going to college, but if you don't want to go to college, because for a while I got to be, you were in construction if you couldn't find a job doing something else. I just hated being at that mentality. So I was going, we're going from school to school to tell them that if we do have an opportunity, you don't have to get college yet. You don't have to do that. And now we're working with Tom Herman, the guy that was on a couple of weeks ago. That's why you and Sam put him on, because the guy's got a great mission. And I work with other schools, and we're actually having a thing in a couple of weeks in Franklin High School with the teachers. Shop teachers, students, parents, wherever wants to go there, we're going to talk about it. Because there is a group of us that want to work with our hands, that want to build stuff, that don't want to sit behind a desk. We don't want to. We like building stuff. I do. I love going up to someone's house, and the people just got a look in their face, and it's, oh, my God, what am I going to do? And say, don't worry, I got this. And then they thank you, and they become your friends for life. That is, so to me, is a blast.
And when David said, look, I knew for a fact I wasn't going to be sitting behind a desk because I like to be out in the elements. I like to be out on the job site, perfect for what he's doing right now. David, I want to talk a little bit about, I've got a number of questions that I want to ask you that I didn't get to ask with Jonathan. And the first is when you're talking to a homeowner, what about that home do you tell them that it's unhealthy to live in? Here are the things that I need to tell you about in your home that we want to at least have the conversation about.
Well, before we unpack that, I want to just mention, and I Mike, I love the fact that you brought up the importance of, you know, high school kids starting to get, you know, think about, you know, what their future is and getting involved in trades. So we built this giant booth at the Step Beyond Green to Healthy area at the show you guys were just referring to, and we broke it down Monday morning. And if no one has seen it, it's incredible because it's like building a house inside of State Fair. But so we were breaking it down, and we got help from some of the of local area high schools, most notably Tosa East. Now, we broke it down, and there we had a bunch of extra 2x4s and whatnot, and we were going to give them to the school. Well, we brought the truck to the Tosa East facility. I don't know if you guys have seen that. They have a shop there that is, I walked in and I went, wow, this is incredible. They have a shop there where, it's a man cave and then some. I mean, they got every power tool that you can imagine, but they literally teach the kids different trades in that space and with their hands, build things and then take them down and start from scratch, you know, the next semester. And I don't think it's just Tosa East. I think I was asking a little bit by the instructor, and he said, no, we actually have a satellite program, and Brookfield Central is a part of it. And I have a kid there at Central right now, and, you know, a bunch of other ones, which it really encouraged me to see that. I'm like, okay, this is the kind of stuff we need. You know, we need to start making it, you know, cool to, you know, work in the trades, you know, for a lifetime.
David, I've told this story a lot, but I want you to hear this. I was coaching basketball at Greendale Martin Luther, and two of the kids that I coached, one a year older than the other, I saw the first young man in the weight room after he had graduated and said he was like a 3.5 student, really good athlete. And I said, hey, where are you going to school? He said, I'm not. I said, you're not? He said, nope, I already know what I want to do. And I said, what do you want to do? He said, I want to become an electrician. I said, really? He goes, yeah. I said, what have you done with it so far? He said, well, you know, I'm kind of like taking the summer and having a regular summer like all the guys I graduated with. But then come August, I'm going to start looking. But I've got some ideas. And I said, I have a company that I'd like to set you up with. And I sent him over to Current Electric. And this, I can't tell you, David, this kid has taken off like you can't believe. And then there's another player the next year that said, hey, here's what I'm looking to do, and you helped my friend there. Can you get me in there? I go, I can. Can you work as hard as he did? He goes, yeah. And I said, you didn't like me much as a basketball coach. You might like me after this. He said, yes, I will, coach. I promise. And these two guys have made a huge impact. And I saw one of them about 2 weeks ago, and he said, coach, think about this. I would be ending year two or year three of college. Most of my buddies are on the five-year plan. I'm looking right now at purchasing my first home. He's 22
yeah,
years
incredible.
Old. And he's got the money now to put down, and he's trying to figure out, you know, what the starter home is for him. And he said, look, by the time they get done, I'll have 2 years of money into a house that I'm going to own. And, you know, I don't know. Most of my buddies are going to owe a lot of money. And he said, coach, I've never studied harder or worked harder, and I love every day.
Yep.
So it's good. It's
fantastic. I just we need it. Our industry needs it.
Well,
it was great to see.
As long as I've been doing this show, and it's got to be 12, 13 years, Bingo Emmons has been up on that mountaintop.
Yep.
And he has been yelling and screaming, please come listen to me, because understand that a lot of guys in the trades are getting, when they retire, who's coming next? And I know from the schools I coached, the guidance counselors would be like, okay, you need to go to a 4-year school. You need to go to a community college and then do it. You know, finish the last 2 years at a college. You might want to think about the military. Oh yeah, and you guys there down there on the bottom, maybe you should go. You should become a bricklayer or something. And yep. I think
that conversation is changing.
It is, and it's because of guys like Bingo Emmons. I'm telling you, it really is. Hey, before we get to a break, if we can get this first question, and I'd really appreciate it. When you go into a home, what makes a home unhealthy to live in, and the conversations you have with homeowners?
Well, it's about, you know, it's about looking at the home. Every aspect of what goes together to make a home. And, you know, it starts with design, but it gets into the materials that we select to build the home. And that could be rough framing, that could be finished materials, that could even be electrical. And it's what it is, it's about reducing the amount of harmful things in our home, and to a point that just inherently in itself creates a healthier environment. And when I say that to people, they kind of like, well, are you saying my home's unhealthy to live in? And I'm not saying that, but I'm saying, you know, we're intentionally looking at doing, whether it's building a new home or remodeling a home, in a lens of looking at it in a lens of, you know, intentionally creating a healthier indoor environment for us. And that's just not something that really traditionally is ever really thought about. And we've become really good about making our homes energy efficient, even creating government standards, but not much in the way of health. You know, I know we talk about radon a little bit, which in itself is important, but there's so many more things. You know, for example, we take carpeting as something that's pretty much in every home. And it was interesting, I was listening to one of the seminars that we were listening to last weekend at the show. Someone was talking about carpet and how many chemicals are in a typical piece of carpet. And they said more than 22,000 chemicals are used to create that piece of carpet.
Wow.
Well, that's just one piece of your home. You multiply that by everything else that we build your home of, it can be exponential. And now those chemicals are in our home, and we're breathing in the air. And, I mean, people always know when you put new carpet in, there's that new carpet smell. I think people used to associate that with a good thing. It's really not. And, you know, I tell people it's not an all-or-nothing thing, but it's really what's really important is reducing, and we talk about VOCs, which is volatile organic compounds. That's just a fancy word for, you know, all those chemicals off-gassing in our home. So I tell people it's about reducing the amount of VOCs that are in our home. And we get to talking about, you know, particulates. We talk about mold, because mold's another one. But it's about reducing that. And then whatever's left there, how do we filter that? So that's talking about the mechanical systems to then just take out what's left. And everybody should, it should be important for everybody, not just people who have asthmas, allergies, or severe mold issues. I think it's important for all of us.
He is David Calley, President and CEO, Project Manager, Dimension Design Build Remodel. It's dimension/dbr.com. dimension/dbr.com. They're located on 124th Street in Brookfield. And, you know, they're teamed up with Step Beyond Green to Healthy. And if you go to their website, watch the video that Jonathan and David have done, and then take a look at some of the projects, some of the kitchens and bathrooms and additions that Dimension Design Build Remodel has done, and you'll get a really good feel. And when you get there, first thing, if I were you, that I would do is kind of read that mission statement that we had talked about in the first segment, and you'll get a really good feel for what this company is all about. He's a local guy, Marquette High, UWM. And again, he is David Calley, President, CEO, Project Manager, Dimension Design Build Remodel. This is the Home Improvement Show. Built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Current Electric. Only on 1250 AM, The Fan.
If you're a general contractor, a subcontractor, or an owner, you want your jobs to be on time and on budget. And that means working with Autodesk Construction Cloud, software that lets your team design, plan, build, and operate from office to field. It means getting end-to-end solutions, seeing project data in real time, and preventing problems before they happen. Trusted on over 2 million construction jobs around the world. Build with Autodesk Construction Cloud. Try it free today at construction.autodesk.com.
Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin, powered by Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Only on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, my co-host. He's the owner of Creative Construction Wisconsin. He's Bingo Emmons. Go to callcreativeconstruction.com for, I guess, any of your stucco, plaster. There's a lot of things they do. I'm just telling you, there's a lot that Zach and his team have done at my house outside of the plaster and stucco world. So I'd go to Call Creative Construction Wisconsin if you get a chance. Our special guest is David Calley. He is the president, CEO, project manager at Dimension Design Build Remodel. Hey, David, I'm a grandfather of five grandsons, and my daughter's got four of them, and sent me a text during the break, and she's got a 12-year-old, a 10-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 3-month-year-old. So,
well, I think she automatically goes to heaven, right?
You know what? She knows the direction. She knows how to get there. I can tell you that. And with her husband, so now there's six of them in this home. And she said, "Dad, I'm listening to the show. Could you ask your guest? You know, now it's springtime, right? And it's spring cleaning time here at the Bonner household. Is there some things that we should pay attention to? Because I want to make sure that I'm keeping my home as healthy as I can." You had talked about the carpet, and they've already kind of taken care of that and put in some different floors. They moved into this new home in Brookfield probably a year and a half ago, something like that. But as people are starting to do their spring cleaning, are there some things that they should pay special attention to?
Well, you know, it's always, you know, again, it's about, you know, we live in a chemical world now, which is not good for us. So, you know, I think it's important to, you know, think about what we're using to clean our homes to. And I don't claim to be a cleaning expert, but, you know, spring cleaning is something that we all tend to do. And, you know, we're breaking free of the winter and starting to open up our windows, which is a good thing. But I know Jonathan talks about this a lot, you know, just, you know, thinking about chemicals that we use to, you know, clean our homes, you know, chlorine products and, you know, ammonias typically aren't a good thing. I know vinegar is one thing that really works great to clean a lot of different surfaces. So that's one that, and it doesn't have VOCs, and that's one thing that we recommend to do a lot of the cleaning around your home.
Well, I'll tell you.
And also changing, you know, filters and furnaces, that's real important. And one other thing that I will mention is, as far as the basement goes, basements are the number one area where mold can easily grow. So having that dehumidifier ready to roll in the basement, and I always tell people, don't put the one that you got to empty the bucket on and remember to do. Get the one that automatically turns on and off and goes right to the floor drain, because, you know, that, you know, and I heard an interesting fact at the seminar over last weekend that within 24 hours in the right environments, mold starts to grow.
Wow.
So it can start happening pretty quick, and mold can be very devastating to a lot of people. So get those dehumidifiers, make sure those are ready to roll.
Hey David, I had Bingo, and I remember this, and this was a long time ago, but I had him in studio, and we were talking about mold a lot, and I'll tell you what, he scared me. Because of the honesty that he had with it, where people don't think it's that big of a deal. Bingo, that's something that you guys deal with, not a lot, but when somebody needs help with it, it's something that Creative Construction Wisconsin can help you with.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things that people make a mistake. I was listening to when you asked what people should do. You know, people look in a house, and they look up in a corner, and you see a little piece of corner tape, you know, newer homes, a little piece of corner tape coming off for summer, or you see a little stain in the drywall. Yeah, the advantage of plaster, because I love plaster to begin with. The advantage of plaster, if it gets wet, you can clean it up, it kills and stuff, because mold doesn't grow in plaster and stuff. But if you get a hunk of drywall and you got a little corner of it or in the back of a closet that got wet, you have to replace it. You can't just paint it. Do not be fooled by the stuff that says you got this kills. It says, mold killing paint or something. But read the label carefully. It'll say all our mold has removed completely before this product works. When you go through your spring cleaning, I always tell people, go around through your houses. We sometimes do inspections. My dad's old love like neighbor campaign. These older people, you want someone to go around and look at their house. Open up the closet. Look inside towards the bottom. Look to see if there's anything got wrecked. Because you have to stay on top of all of that. Because if we don't, mold gets in there. And people get sick from mold. The whole Step Beyond Green program will teach you, not everybody, right? I go to people's houses, and they can't even walk in the house because the mold's so bad. I walk in there, I don't even notice it.
Wow.
But their senses are so bad. There's a whole, like Jonathan would talk, talked about it weeks ago, how your body builds up to it. And we actually have a customer that I won't say that because I'm sure they're listening. But she was trying to hire people, and she couldn't find anybody who would even believe her she had a problem. So I got Cassie Knucklebucker. He's an expert in mold analyzing, right? So I contacted him. He came up there, and she was, she's one of the 3% that's affected by this mold. So then now, they hired us to go in there and take care of her. And all it was is started off with a wet piece of drywall. I'm not trying to scare you because you think I'm out of him. But, yes. So when you want to, you said it's inspection time, springtime. Walk around your house. Open it up. Look around. But now's a good time to fix it. It's hard to do those kind of repairs, especially people that are sensitive, when the windows are closed. Because we have air scrubbers that we use when we do that kind of stuff. We contain our room so it doesn't spread throughout the house. There's ways to fix all this stuff and keep you guys all healthy. But, good thing to do in the spring is just go around and look at stuff. See the nails are, I'm not talking about a nail pop-up, but if you walk around the house and you see, hey, this corner tape is falling off. It's not falling off. It falls off for a reason.
Right.
Something got behind it or it wasn't done right. They're one of the things. That's what it is. Sometimes people look at it and go, oh, my gosh, a big corner chunk fell off. I look at it, and it has nothing to do with mold or anything. It just wasn't built right to begin with. So there's people out there that can inspect it for you, including Dave, because he's trained in this whole green thing, too.
Yeah.
And the whole healthy thing. There's things that you can do.
Hey, David, and we're going to get to a break, and I want to tee up our next segment because I can't imagine how many times you've had to answer this in your lifetime, but I have to believe it's a lot. When you have a company that is designed, build, remodel, do a lot of people say, look, what's the difference between just a remodeling company and a design, build company, and let's have that conversation on the other side of the break, because I think, David, I think the first thing people think about, this is going to be a lot more money. And I think maybe in the short term or up front, but to be able to work with a company like yours that goes from start to finish on this thing, I think is a real benefit. And I just want to have that discussion, the difference between design build and what the advantages of working with a company like yours are. He is David Kelly. He's the president, CEO, and project manager for Dimension Design Build Remodel. You can go to their website. It's dimension-dbr.com. dimension-dbr.com, located 3300 block of 124th Street in Brookfield. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Kern Electric, only on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction Wisconsin, powered by Kern Electric. David Kelly, Marquette High Guy. This is Bob Marley. I don't know if you Marquette High guys ever listen to
Reggae. Absolutely. Reggae, yeah, we're very cultured.
Yes,
very cultured.
Yes, you are. Hey, if I gave you a dollar for every time you've been asked the difference between a company that does some remodeling and a design build remodel company, I don't know if you'd need to even go to work anymore. I bet you've been asked that
not.
A lot. Can you, the elevator pitch, I guess, that you have when you talk about the advantages of working with a company like yours, and rather than, you know, piecemealing the whole project, what do you tell people?
Well, you know, and I tell people that it's important to have the design team and the build team communicating all the way through. I think, you know, back in the day, I was always design build, but there are times when people would call me up and say, hey, I want a price for, name it, you know, my basement remodel. And I'd ask, okay, do you have plans? Why, yes. We had so-and-so architect create these plans. We love the design, and, you know, we want to get a price for it. And I would say 9 times out of 10, we put a number to it based on the plans that were drawn, and, you know, beautiful drawings and finished drawings, and come back with the number. And, you know, I would knock people out of their chair with the price. And to the point where, I mean, you know, and some people, you know, certainly they get upset because, you know, a lot of people, this is, you know, this is a dream, a vision they have, and they really want it. And ultimately, it, you know, budget's important conversation to have with all of this. And so, and I always, it was always frustrating to tell people, well, unfortunately, we gotta go backwards to go forwards. And, you know, some people spend a lot of money with architects to get these plans done. So, you know, being design build, we actually run people through kind of a preliminary design service. And that's important because, you know, we want to design this with a budget range in mind. Because if we don't, you know, designers design. They love to, you know, create beautiful things, and typically that equals dollars. So, you know, we want to take people through a journey to analyze the different possibilities and then boil it down to one that makes most sense with all things considered. You know, if money wasn't an object, sure, go ahead and just, you know, design the Porsche or the Ferrari, and but, you know, not everybody wants to or needs to or can afford to drive that. So it's important to, you know, do a temperature check, as I tell people, before we get so far down the road that it's going to cost, you know, waste money moving backwards. The other extreme is just, you know, people just hire a GC, you know, with not really any design thought about. And, you know, they end up, they say, hey, I want a price to remodel my basement. And they don't ask too many questions. And ultimately, you know, you end up with a basement that was the GC's version of what, you know, thought their customers should have. Ultimately, that's not very fulfilling for people either, and quite honestly, leads to just some really poor layouts that just, again, weren't well thought out. So it's important to analyze both sides and bring it together, and ultimately, it can lead to, you know, just better designs and just spaces that are, you know, ultimately more satisfying for people.
Hey, David, when, and, you know, I've got about 15 more questions for you that we're not going to be able to get to, and I apologize for that, and I would ask that your willingness to come back on. I would really appreciate it because we haven't even gotten to what the process is working with your company, and that I think is really important discussion for us to have. You can go to their website, and they do walk you through the process. The other thing on their website that's really nice is they've got, look, if you want to see some of the projects they've done, you can look at the pictures. They have videos on some things that you can really kind of spend a couple of minutes and watch some of these videos as they walk through some of the projects that they've done. Understand that when we're talking to David Kelly, again, he's the president, CEO, project manager for Dimension Design Build Remodel. They were voted one of Milwaukee area's top general contractors from General Contractor Magazine, winner of Best in Construction from the Parade of Homes, winner Best Overall Parade Homes. They were the bronze. I think they got the bronze that year. They've won a lot of awards, and we don't have enough time to go through the rest of them. But understand that this is a company that not only has really gotten involved with Step Beyond Green to Healthy, but he's got David's got a lot of things that he can certainly talk to you about, include aging in place. And I just think it's a guy that you're going to want to meet when you're starting to do some of this. We did get a text from Al Emmons, and he said, look, you guys are really onto something. Senior citizens spend more time in their homes, never thinking about healthier and what kind of improvements that they need and the options they have to keep their home healthy. And I think that that's really important. We never even got to that part of it. When you're talking about senior citizens who are staying in their homes longer, David, what a great conversation to have with them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as you said, you know, we tend to spend even more times in our home as we get older. So, yeah, we've had many of those conversations as well, and you know, opened a lot of eyes as well to, you know, what we should consider.
David, thank you so much. I appreciate the time that you've given us. Their website again is dimension-dbr.com. They're located in Brookfield, and they've partnered up with Jonathan and Step Beyond Green to Healthy, and he is David Kelly, the president, CEO, and project manager. Have a great weekend, David. I really appreciate it. Bingo,
thank you.
Bingo, thank you very much. Great guest this week, and I appreciate all the help that you and Sam give the show, so thank you for that.
Yeah, and I'll let Sam know to put him on the list for another repeat.
Yeah, if you would, because I'm going to keep just hang on to the questions I have, and he's such a good guest when it comes to this. Even though, he, Marquette High boy, I don't give too much credit to, but I need to at this point. Bingo, thanks a lot, and I look forward to having David Kelly back on one day. Have a good weekend. Have a great weekend, guys.
Yeah,
thanks. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Kern Electric, only on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Over 2 million construction jobs around the world are taking their projects to the next level. From roadways to railways, from skyscrapers to homes. Make your vision a reality. Build with Autodesk Construction Cloud. Try it free today at construction.autodesk.com.